All right, are you ready? Again, Pat's not here.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm sitting down.
But because of technology, we have for you...
It's now time for the most exciting but never duplicated 2 Plus Sports Talk Radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW. It's been a strong year thus far as I went into last week with a 14-1 record. Everything just seems so easy to me this year. Let's see if that continues with this week's picks. Okay. Oh, wait. What? What was that? How did I do last week? Oh, why bore everyone with almost near perfection? Let's just move on. Fine. Let's go to the tape.
Give me MSU over the Hilltoppers 40-20.
Reed down the sideline! Reed all the way!
Oh, yeah!
Give me Wisconsin over Michigan 26-12.
They flea flicker. Back to McNamara. Throwing deep. He's got Johnson in the end zone. Touchdown, Michigan!
Give me Denver over the Ravens 24-22.
Jackson has time. Now he's taking a deep shot. Brown is down there, and he's got it! Oh, what a catch!
Give me the Lions over the Bears 26-23.
Here's a handoff to Montgomery. Still on his feet, pushing the bar! Touchdown, Chicago!
Well, that was certainly a near bust. Oh. If not for Mel Tucker and his MSU Spartans, it would have been a train wreck of a week. 1-3? That is totally unacceptable. What's Jim Harbaugh doing proving me wrong? And I hate to admit this, but Art was right. I was wrong to pick the Broncos. And again, what was I thinking by picking the Lions? When will I learn? So my record now is still a highly respectable 15-4. I had a bit of a slip up, but I'll dust myself off and regain the kind of perfection you expect from me. Here are my picks. We begin with the number 11 Michigan State Spartans, who visit Rutgers at noon this Saturday. I like how The Athletic put it. Spartan wide receiver Jaden Reed is indeed must-see TV. The Western Michigan transfer has run back 2 punt returns for touchdowns in consecutive weeks, and he is by far, at least in my opinion, the best receiver in the Big Ten. Rutgers won't be able to contain Reed, nor MSU's pass rush. MSU is going to be 6-0. What a job by Mel Tucker. Give me MSU over Rutgers 40-17. Meanwhile, the number 9 Michigan Wolverines have another tough Big Ten road game this Saturday when the Maize and Blue visit the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Coverage begins Saturday night at 6:30 on 790 News Radio WSGW. Now, Harbaugh and Michigan proved to me and the fan base that they can indeed throw the ball down the field. That's because of a solid offensive line, by the way. But the X factor in this contest is Nebraska quarterback Adrian Martinez, who almost led the Cornhuskers to an upset win against MSU a few weeks ago. The Cornhuskers are playing much better football of late, and their crowd will be rocking on Saturday night. Expect a close one. Give me Michigan over Nebraska 29-27. And finally, your forever suffering Detroit Lions visit the Minnesota Vikings with kickoff at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Now, let's be honest, the Lions should have a win already, if not for Justin Tucker. And they moved the ball inside the 10-yard line 4 times against the Bears last week, but came away with 0 points. That's very Lion-like. And now they've lost their best pass rusher for the year, and their starting center is out for this game. Despite all that, though, I see the Lions keeping this close, but former Spartan Kirk Cousins throws a late touchdown pass to give the Vikings the win. Give me the Vikings over the Lions 26-23. So I've got MSU over Rutgers, Michigan over Nebraska, and the Vikings over the Lions. And that's this week's installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
Well, I knew he wouldn't be picking the Lions again.
No, no.
We ain't never pick them again.
I think that's pretty safe picks that he came up with.
MSU, Michigan, and Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. I have no objections.
Apparently, if the team starts with the letter M... That's the one to pick this week. Michigan State, Michigan,
and Minnesota.
Yeah, and it is at Minnesota, by the way, so we'll find out. All right, and no objections from Art Lewis. We'll find out 1 week from today when, of course, we'll have another edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications to review the picks from this weekend and get you set for the picks into next week, which will be interesting because next week, I think that's Michigan's bye week, so Pat's going to have to do something a little different next week.
Oh, okay.